Listen now to the lessons from God's Word for this, the 13th Sunday after Pentecost. One of the things that sometimes maybe escapes us or we don't even think about it is what faith is all about. We have a good example of the one who is referred to as the father of faith or father of believers, the Old Testament believer Abraham. Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 to 6. After these events, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. He said, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward." Abram said, "Lord God, what can you give me, since I remain childless? And the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus." Abram also said, "Look, you have given me no offspring, so a servant born in my house will be my heir." Just then the word of the Lord came to him. God said, "This man will not be your heir, because one who will come out of your own body will be your heir." The Lord then brought him outside and said, "Now look toward the sky and count the stars, if you are able to count them." He said to Abram, "This is what your descendants will be like." Abram believed in the Lord, and the Lord credited it to him as righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm today is Psalm 121. Find it on page 121. It's, again, one of the newer ones, so we'll listen to both the refrain and the verse first before we begin to sing the psalm, Psalm 121. Second lesson this morning comes from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, sections from this particular chapter that really gives us an excellent definition of what faith is. Listen closely. Faith is being sure about what we hope for, being convinced about things we do not see. For by this faith the ancients were commended in Scripture. By faith, we know that the universe was created by God's word, so that what is seen did not come from visible things. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go to a place where he was going to receive that he was going to receive as an inheritance, and he left without knowing where he was going. By faith, he lived as a stranger in the promised land, as if it were not to belong to him, dwelling in tents along with Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the great promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham also received the ability to conceive children, even though Sarah herself was barren and he was past the normal age, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from one man, and he as good as dead, descendants were born as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand along the seashore. One by one, all of these died in faith, without having received the things that were promised, but they saw and welcomed them from a distance. They confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Indeed, people who say things like that will make it clear that they are looking for a land of their own. And if they were remembering the land they had come from, they would have had an opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better land, a heavenly one. For that reason, God is not ashamed to be called their God, because He prepared a city for them. The word of the Lord. Our gospel acclamation this morning will use that one that's labeled God's love. Rejoice in the Lord in His love and faithfulness. Gospel acclamation. Let us arise then to honor the gospel. This morning's gospel is recorded in the Gospel of Luke chapter 12. We'll start today at verse 22. This also serves as the sermon text for today. We're told, Jesus said to His disciples, "For that reason I tell you, stop worrying about your life, about what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Certainly life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no warehouse or barn, and yet God feeds them. How much more valuable are you than birds? And who of you by worrying can add a single moment to his lifespan? Since you are not able to do this little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin, but I tell you, not even Solomon in all his glory was dressed like one of these. If this is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, how much more will He clothe you, you of little faith? Do not constantly chase after what you will eat or what you will drink. Do not be worried about it. To be sure, the nations of the world chase after all these things, but your Father knows that you need them. Instead, continue to seek the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. Do not be afraid, little flock, because your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not become old, a treasure in the heavens that will not fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord. You may now be seated. Our sermon hymn is number 800. 800.